first name Jenninfer, last name Potts, date of birth 10/21/86, date of encounter 4/21/25, history of present illness. Patient presents that she was at work lifting a very heavy object. She hurt her back. It happened on 3/13/25. This is a follow-up appointment. Patient was seen previously with this condition and ordered an MRI. The MRI was originally denied and then approved. So she's still waiting on that, and that occurs in 2 days. But she needs an extension of her limitations at work. She's had no improvement in symptoms and states that the sharp shooting pains have intensified since the extended wait, but the tramadol does help a little bit. No loss of bladder function during the injury. Next pair of medical history, not contributory. Next surgical history, not contributory. Next allergies, no non-drug allergies. Next social history, no reports of tobacco use, occasional ETOH use, physical exam. The patient's awake, alert, and oriented, times 3, no acute distress noted, EENT exams are normal limits, neck is supple, no lymphadenopathy, respiratory system, breast sounds clear, cardiovascular system, regular rate and rhythm, abdomen soft and untender, and skins without rash or lesions. Focused lower back exam, positive tendons to palpation on left lumbar peristrital muscles, decreased sensation in right lower extremity, abnormal gait noted, degenerative reflexes, and normal limits bilaterally. Next pair of diagnosis, no back pain with sciatica. Next is planned due to changes in sensation. We'll perform MRI before referral to physical therapy. Based on the results of the MRI, we'll determine if we'll do physical therapy or ortho consult. We will provide tramadol for discomfort at this time. Patient's paperwork was filled out and given to the patient. Discharge in stable condition and advised to follow up.